It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. This morning, it's our legislative update. We'll be speaking with Representative Christine Watkins. She's up in Salt Lake, hitting it hard, getting ready to go to work up on the Hill. We're going to talk about a few things that came up and some very, very good news for the Boys and Girls Club here in Carbon County. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Anytime. This is great information to get out to the people and let them know about what's going on in their world. And, you know, that's what we're here for. So let's jump right into it and talk about you had kind of a bombshell, you said, that was dropped on you guys on Sunday evening. So let's talk about that and talk about how it relates to the goings on here in our area.
Well, Sunday afternoon, we got an email as chairs of all the sub-appropriation committees that they had noticed a pattern, and it was disturbing, that all these cities and counties were coming and asking for money and for help on projects. And they said, that's not our job. They have to figure this out themselves. Once in a while, we'll do it, but most of the time, we're going to offer money in different ways. So don't prioritize them. And it was like, oh, my heck, really? How depressing. So I spent all day Monday in meetings dealing with prioritizing the RFAs that had come to us, the requests for appropriation. And it's always painful, but it was really hard when we'd had so many representatives come and say, our rodeo ground is just in desperate need, our fairground park, our city this, our city that, which, of course, one of them was mine with Main Street project that we have going. And we were just now I managed to keep that one at least on the list. It's on the list, but I doubt we're going to get it. But that was hard. We haven't had that come to us before.
And you were saying, though, there is kind of a light at the end of that tunnel. And so what they've gone and done is create a couple of different funds that maybe those monies will be available to come from. Is that correct?
Correct. And we actually have what we call the Rural Utah Loan Grant. And then another one that's called a Rural Opportunity Fund. Now, the first one, the Rural County Grant Program, is just $1.5 million in the counties and other entities associated with counties can apply for money from that. So, you know, $1.5 million, not quite as much. But then we have the Rural Opportunity Fund, and we funded that at $50 million. And that's a lot of money for our rural counties to be able to apply for. And yesterday in a meeting, we had a meeting with as rural legislators with the speaker, and he said, I really like these programs for rural Utah. So if he's saying that and it's on his radar, I'm fairly confident that we will get the funding for that. And so that's something that our county commissioners can apply for. City, anything that's rural.
And let's kind of refresh people's memories. The projects that you were kind of talking about, was it the Price City Main Street, and was it Castledale Main Street as well?
They were combined together through the AOG and what they're doing. And the AOG also not only requested money for that, we requested money for some additional help. We have those people working day and night almost. And then it also had some funding to start a revolving loan for lower income housing that we would help people. They would apply and they would build homes. This is four at a time. And then they'd buy their homes, put the money back in the fund, and we would continue to do that. I mean, really awesome, awesome projects. But the higher ups here said, nope, we can't fund all these city and county things. So we need to push that down in a way. So there went.
But there is still a possibility that those could get taken care of from this Rural Opportunity Fund.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Now that we had to take a little bit of the bad, let's talk about some good. And one of the other things that you were talking about for this the appropriations was the Boys and Girls Club here in Price.
Yes. You know, I found out we had the opportunity to buy the building they're in now. And anyone who's been associated with the Boys and Girls Club over the years knows they've had to move. You know, buildings get... started out in a home, which is not a great place, and ended up in a couple of places that, got sold out from underneath them. So they're in a great building right now, and when they signed their lease, they were given the opportunity to purchase the building. So we have until August 31st of this year to do that. And so I'm telling you, I worked really hard. And another senator brought in a request for Boys and Girls Club, which we did last year, and we funded. And so what we did is, as chairs, we get money from reallocations from our state departments. And so we ended up with a nice chunk of change that's ours to spend. And it's a guarantee. And so we took that money for the Boys and Girls Club that would go to, I think it's the Greater Salt Lake Club. They disperse it out. And I added a couple of hundred thousand more so that building can be bought. And it right in the thing, the proposals that we voted on, it says that the legislature intends that the appropriation for targeted youth support program, will be distributed as follows, and it's about $800,000 for the rest of the Boys Club, the Salt Lake one, and then $270,000 for a facility in Carbon County for at-risk youth programs. So we got it.
So it's in writing, and that's what that money is going to go for.
Yes.
Absolutely terrific. And we talked before we came on the air. It's such a great program, and they've done so many great things in that building, and they always have a lot of fun. And it's not just during the school year. The Boys and Girls Club does great things in the summertime, too. I actually thought about joining the Boys and Girls Clubs just so I could go whitewater rafting or camping with them, you know?
Yeah.
But they have so much fun, and that is such great news that they have a home now.
Yeah, it is, and it'll help us, and it's in a really nice location. Kids from the middle school can walk. Elementaries are a little bit farther away, but they go pick them up, but they're not very far away. And so I'm pleased. If I have a win for kids is awesome.
That's a great, great thing. Well, we're up against our time, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. Next week, we're going to start off the conversation with the taxes and the tax cuts that passed. How's that sound?
Okay. It was an interesting process, and I'd be glad to talk about it.
And we'll talk about that and anything else that happens to come up over the weekend. We'll cover it all next week. How's that?
Okay. Well, I don't know if we'll cover it all, but we'll certainly...
we'll try.
try.
All right. Representative Christine Watkins, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it. And we're going to let you go up and take care of business on the Hill, okay?
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.